Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hey, Catherine. This is Dave LeBounty. I'm one of your one of your customers. Anyway, I need help with an aspect of this of my my dashboard. I've gotten a couple of phone calls, but I'm not sure how to respond to those calls. There's a phone number there, but I cannot get through. How do I do this?
Well, sure, I can look into that, David. Give me one quick second and just pull up your account.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm pretty new to this, so there might be some steps I'm not sure about.
Sure, no worries. So you're using the app. You wanted to follow up, right, and give those leads a call, or you just wanted to check them?
No, I want to call them. Yeah, one of those calls, I got two calls from the same person, and the last one was today.
Yep, that's correct. Well, if you open the app, okay, if you open up the app, you're going to see it under leads. Have you seen that under leads?
Yeah, I'm gonna go there real quick. It's kind of noisy. One second.
Okay.
I gotta roll up my windows. I'm in a traffic prone area. Mm-hmm. Let me go back there, and I will go to my client dashboard. It came up pretty easy last time.
Okay.
You hear me? Okay.
Yes. Totally.
Okay, so I'm there, and
okay.
you go ahead.
Yes, no, you go ahead. Are you under what section of your app?
I'm under the leads. I've got 12 total. 12 total results. I have 5 local leads and 6 listings.
Okay, that's so good. So if you go under calls, I'm thinking you're under all.
Yeah, I'm under, I don't have any calls. There's no calls. Where do I look for that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have 12. It should just be under the leads tab.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So if I hit the leads, I can tap on the leads, and then I can see the leads. And so I have 2 phone numbers for the same customer,
mm-hmm.
and 1 customer in Pomona. So how do I get back to them?
Okay. Now on your app, you're going to see under the leads tab, right? At the bottom part, there's like a phone symbol with a plus sign. You can actually use that to dial.
The phone with the plus sign. Okay.
Yes. If you click on that, it's something that you can use to dial a number so you can give your potential customer a call.
Okay, so I pull it up, and then I have the lead details.
Mm-hmm.
So my customer's in Cala Mesa, and their phone number's there.
Yeah.
And then I have notes, and then I have amount, and then I have history. But whenever I hit the little plus, there's no plus on here.
No,
it's just a little
phone symbol. A phone symbol.
Yep, I know. The phone symbol, and it's nothing's happening. Let me see. See, no, when I touch on it, it doesn't do anything.
Okay.
That's highlighted as a phone with a little phone there, it's not doing anything for me.
Okay. Are you able to see below that it says home, leads, calls, messages?
Okay, so I'm back at my... Go ahead.
Yes, it's just the same page, though. Just try to click on calls.
I don't have calls. I have leads. Nothing.
Not the
bottom
part. Below the phone symbol with the plus sign, below that, you'll see home, leads, calls, and messages.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
So I'm back at my main I'm going to take you back to my dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm back at my dashboard, and I see the results, 12. Then I see local leads, 5. Listings, 6. Facebook clicks, 7. Reviews, 0. Google profile actions, 0.
Okay. All right. And I just really wanted to be clear before we proceed. Are you using the app, or are you using, like, the home page? Or, like, I'm sorry, the website?
I'm using the app. At least I think I am.
All right. Okay. So if you see that, I'm sure you're on the home page. Okay.
Okay, maybe I am.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now at the bottom part, again, you're going to see home, leads, calls, and messages.
Okay, I guess I'm not in the same place that you are. So let me...
Can you send me a screenshot of what you see?
Yep, I will.
Okay.
I'll send you the top part of it.
Okay. Can you send, can you send the whole app that appears on your screen?
I'm on my phone, so I'm in the middle of nowhere. I don't have my tablet. So I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just take some pictures. Let me take some more pictures, I guess.
Okay.
And then I'll email those to you, I guess.
No, you can text it to this phone number.
Okay. I'm just going to take a bunch of pictures because I want to understand this, because I don't want to lose leads because I'm dumb.
No, you're not. I'm sure you're not. So don't worry.
Okay. So let me, go ahead and, I guess I'll text this to, let me see if I can, all right, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to close that. Did I lose you? No, not yet.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. I think this is the phone number to text back.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know what you got, if you have that one.
Okay. Let me check. I still haven't received it, though, but let's see.
Yeah, I'm sending it to 951-221-4111.
Okay, no worries. I do have it. Let me take a look.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so this is not the app that you're using. This is the... website. Yep. This is a mobile version of our local splash dashboard. Now, for you to have the option to dial, you have to be using the app. I will be sending you an email.
I have it. I have the app. I'm sorry. I downloaded it, and so it's actually the app with can't think right now. It's the app with all of my information on it. It's under window cleaning services for I Do Windows. So it's my website.
Now what I mean is the app, the local splash app, because the one that you're using right now is a website, or like the website version of our dashboard. That is why you don't have the option that I was referring to earlier. The app that I was referring to is an application that you can download on your phone, so you would be able to go ahead and make the calls through the app, and that on the potential customer's end, they see your call tracking calling them.
Okay, you know, I think I found it.
Is it downloaded on your phone? It's yeah, not a consent. Yeah, I'll send
yeah,
you an email with the links to where you can download the local Splash app.
Okay. You know, I think I've got it.
Okay.
I think I mistakenly had it, and I did download the app from the Google Play Store.
Okay, that's cool.
And then what came up was my website. That's what came up.
So, well, that should not be the case, though, because if you open up the app, it should just be the local Splash app. Can you send us a screenshot of your app?
Okay, yeah, let me go back. So this is what I have. Let me send a couple of these screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you'll have an idea of where we're at now.
Okay.
So let me, let me send you these pics. So there's the two that I'm sending you now. Pretty quickly, you should see that.
All right, let me check.
Yep.
Okay, so this one, the last one that you sent, is the app. Now you see the phone symbol with a plus sign, home, leads, calls, and messages, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go, can you try to click on calls, maybe? Click on calls and see if you're able to return the calls as those that you missed the call.
Oops. So I'm going to click on calls, and I'll send you a screenshot of what I have.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
So let me send that. And that might be, I might have found it. This might be it.
No, no worries. It's okay. You might have just been confused between the website, website version of your app and the app itself. Because it has the same information. So, yep. But let me check. Okay. Okay, now, on that section, you see there is a call option, right? Like the phone on the right-hand side. And then there's also like a message icon in case you wish to message your potential customer. Right?
Yes, let me go back there. Yes, yes. I see the phone handle and then the little message.
You got it correct. Yes, that's correct. So if you do want to give them a call, just click on the phone icon. It should allow you to call them using the app, and they would be able to recognize that it's you who's calling them.
Okay. So two of those customers last week, I texted.
Okay.
So I'm assuming they got my text, but... How do I check if they left a message on the phone?
Okay. Now you will know because if you go click on leads, they will show up under the lead section if they've responded or not. But when you texted them that you use your regular number, because they might, they may not have recognized you because what they do see is your call tracking number.
Ah, got it.
Yeah, so you may want to contact them using the app.
So contact them through the app only.
Yes, that's correct. Because
if
you use the app, the phone number that they're going to see on their end is your call tracking number, to which is what we advertise to promote you online.
Sounds good. I'm going to try it right now, and hopefully I can get a job with one of these folks.
All right. Well, we hope for the best, okay?
Yep.
Anything
yes.
else we can help you, David?
No, I think I understand it all now. It's pretty clear. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.